Okay, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Taylor Jones Podcast. I really am grateful to have you guys here. I know I got a very small audience, so I really am grateful for each and every one of you. So today's episode, I got a 23-minute episode, and there's a couple really, really powerful things that I'm going to talk about in this podcast, okay? I'm going to talk about the relaxation response. I'm going to talk about different tactics that you can use strategically to trigger the relaxation response and how your body is healing itself in every moment. So if you are sick, if you're always getting sick, if you're depressed or anxious or whatever you're going through, this is a great episode for you to really tune into. I also go on a lot of rants about purpose and society. So it was a really good episode. So I hope you guys enjoy. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast and like. And thank you guys so much. Without further ado, let's get right into it. Start recording now. All right, here we go, guys. Let's get right into it. So today, super exciting episode. We're going to be talking about the power of the human body, okay? And that the human body is constantly trying to heal itself, okay? All the time, it's trying to heal itself. And, you know, we're in the middle, you know, if in case anybody's watching this down the road, we are in the middle of a pandemic, the COVID-19. It's the end of April. You know, we're still in the middle of lockdown. Things are a little bit crazy right now, okay? Just have been on a little bit of hot cacao, okay? So now, in this video, I want to break down, because what really bothers me is that no one on the news, they're talking about washing your hands, they're talking about social distancing, and they're talking about the quarantine, obviously, because all these things help reduce the spread. I get that. But what really pisses me off is that no one's talking about the power of intention. No one's talking about the power of the placebo effect. No one's talking about the relaxation response. No one's talking about how stress and fear destroys the immune system's ability to cope with disease and virus. Nobody's talking about the other science that's out there and how you can really boost your immune system from the inside out. Okay. So in this video, I'm going to be talking about and breaking down and I said this in my teaser on the IG. There's a book I read in college called Mind Over Medicine. Okay, and it's by a medical doctor named Lisa Rankin. So what I want to do is I want to start this episode kind of talking a little bit about her story, and I am going to tag her in this on Instagram or whatever, and hopefully she has an IG. And Lisa, pardon me if I get some of your story wrong, but I'm going to paraphrase and I might even mess it up, but I think that it's the nature of the story and less about the specific details that I'm trying to deliver here. Okay, so let's break down her story. And again, it might not be 100% accurate, but go Google it and look her up. Her name is Lisa Rankin. Okay, so Dr. Lisa Rankin, she's a medical doctor for years. I don't know, 10 years, and she reached a point in her career. I think it was, you know, married with kids, but she reached a point in her career where she was extremely sick. She had all of these ailments. She was exhausted. She couldn't sleep at night. She had all of these, I don't know what it was, immune system diseases or something. She had several different ailments. And it reached a point where she felt so torn inside because here she is as a doctor, you know, treating all of these people, prescribing all these prescriptions and helping people, you know, supposedly helping all these people, you know, heal themselves. But she herself was the complete opposite from healthy. And I think she took a complete break. She stepped out. She took a break from being a doctor altogether. And she's like, this isn't working for me. Now, and I don't know, again, I don't know the complete story. But she did a lot of soul searching. And she basically she began to research the relaxation response, okay? And what she realized was this. Okay, basically, the human body has two nervous systems, the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system, okay? The sympathetic nervous system is the entire nervous system that is stimulated when you are in a state of stress. Cortisol is released, and your body stimulates the sympathetic nervous system There is a threat in your environment, okay? So this could be you lost your job. This could be that your spouse is yelling at you. You're in a state of fear. There is a pandemic, right? You can't pay your bills. All of these things in your external environment could stimulate the sympathetic nervous system. Now, when your sympathetic nervous system has been stimulated, your body is in a state of fight or flight. Okay, it is in a state of fight or flight, and it's doing its best to combat the threat. That's its main concern. Now, this is good when there's pros and cons to each one of these nervous systems, right? But they're primitive reactions and chemical systems that we have in our body. They're very intuitive, but they're also very primitive. It was helpful to have a sympathetic response years ago when you needed to have blood rushed into your organs so that you could run away from a predator. You have to remember, we're in the 21st century now. You know, we're and things are, our world is very different, you know. And this is the sad part. A reality is that we have all these people with mental health conditions and in states of fear and anxiety and constant states of stress, and the sympathetic nervous system is responding. Now, let me transition over into the parasympathetic. So the opposite of the sympathetic nervous system is what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, okay? The parasympathetic is when we're in a state of relaxation. And this is when the body can begin to rest and repair. It heals itself, okay? So what stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system? When we're in a state of relaxation, you know, triggered by yoga, maybe triggered by a sunset, a good workout. After a good workout, we're relaxed. You know, maybe we're having a cup of tea by the fire, right? A nice hike, time outdoors. Any one of these things could help us get into activate the parasympathetic nervous system. Here's the trick. We want to be in the parasympathetic nervous system activation as often as possible, because this is when the body can heal. This is when the body can repair itself. Okay, it triggers these chemical reactions in the body that say, go ahead and heal yourself. The sad part is most of us are in a sympathetic response most of the time, and we don't have routines. We don't have habits that allow us to trigger the parasympathetic nervous system on demand. And we need that. We need that. Okay. So that's the first thing. Okay. That's the first thing I want to break down. Okay. Now, once you understand that, then you're like, oh, shit. Now, here's the other part. Okay. There's this thing called the relaxation response. And the relaxation response is when that parasympathetic nervous system has been activated. There are an immense amount of studies, and she goes into them in this book. And I could break them. I could probably pull a couple out for you. She goes into them in this book about the research that has been done on the relaxation response. It's incredible. But basically, the more often that you can relax your body and believe and you allow your body to be in a state of calmness and know that it's okay and safe, the more efficiently and effectively that it can do to heal. Okay. Now, this is important for the virus, because think about this. The news is perpetuating all of this fear, all of this threats. Insecurity, fear, wear a mask, stay indoors, blah, 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 blah. People are dying everywhere. People are dying. People are dying. We don't know if we're going to get a vaccine. Oh my God, what are we going to do? Holy shit. You know, It's on and on and on and on and on. There is no positivity. There's no optimism. The you guys have to remember what. No, I'm not hating on the news. It is the news is what it is. Okay, but you have to take it for what it is. The news is what it is. And yes, it's important to get a given level of. You want to stay up relevant. You want to make sure that you're up to date with what's going on in the world. But guys, you have to remember, our reptilian brains are hardwired to pay attention to threats. That's why they need the viewership. So they push your viewership. If they were going into all of this, oh, and we're doing so good, and here's all of the things you can do, people wouldn't watch. They'd be like, all right, I'm just going to go outside and hang out. Okay. So let's get back to the content here. So the next thing I want to talk about is the power of belief. Okay. So one of the big misconceptions that we have as individuals, and this has been perpetuated in our medical system, but also in our society, is that we need something outside of ourselves to heal ourselves, whether it be a drug or a doctor or a surgery or something. We think to ourselves, oh my gosh, this happened to me. I need something else to fix me. No. We need to completely flip that on its head. Now, I'm not washing away the medical. I'm not saying that all of the medical system is bullshit. That's not what I'm saying. There's times where we need surgery. There's times where we even need prescriptions or drugs. But a better question to ask is, why did this symptom, why did this disease, why did this whatever penetrate my immune system and attack me in the first place? Or why did this ailment, whether it be a knee pain or whatever, manifest to begin with? We never ask ourselves, is it an emotional cause? Is it a metaphysical cause, something energetically that we're holding on to, a grudge, a fear, anger, resentment, greed? You know, no one talks about the metaphysical causes of ailments. It's all, you know, people think, oh, my knee hurts, I need surgery. Okay. Is there an energetic block? Now, this might be far out for some of you guys. Maybe you're thinking, at this point, you might be thinking, Taylor, you have lost it. Maybe I have. But if you guys look at the studies, the science is out there. Just because it's not mainstream and talked about all over the place, the relaxation response heals the body. Okay. There are spontaneous remission cases of cancer patients with stage 4 cancers. Thousands of people who have had stage 4 cancer, that their cancer has disappeared. Tumors the size of golf balls. People fasting. An Australian guy had a tumor the size of a tennis ball. He fasted for 30 days and the tumor completely disintegrated. No signs of cancer whatsoever. No one's talking about fasting. No one's talking about the power of belief and believing in that your body is healing itself, coupled with the relaxation response and believing that you're being taken care of. Okay. Now, if you mix in all of these things, if you mix in an intermittent fasting regimen with the power of belief, with a relaxation response. Oh, that, you know what? I'm all over the place, guys. I know, but I don't care. I'm going to run it out. Let's break down what are some of the things you can do to trigger the relaxation response. This is good stuff. Okay. I'm going to give you guys a few things you can do today to trigger the relaxation response. Number one, deep breathing. 4-4-4. Inhale for 4. Hold for 4. Exhale for 4. Okay, that is powerful. If you sit down, you close your eyes, put a soft set of music on, and just do 4-4 breathing, your breathing patterns are directly correlated with your emotional states. The next time that you get angry at somebody, the next time you get an anxiety attack or whatever, notice your breathing. Your breathing state completely changes. Now, here's the cool thing. Because we live in a holographic universe, the emotional state triggers the breathing, but you also can flip it on its head and use the control over your breath to change the emotion. Slow your breathing and you will calm your emotional state. Okay. Okay. What else can you do? So breath work. You know, check out Wim Hof. He's got some great shit. Yoga, there's some yoga breathing exercises too you can do. Okay, so breathing, meditation, mindfulness. Meditation and mindfulness is a great thing you can do. And there's so many great meditations out there. You know, there's so many great stuff. Just find something that works for you. It works. It's the science is there. Okay. What else? It triggers the relaxation response. Time outdoors. Go for a walk. Okay. Just go for a walk. And without having to have a specific end goal in mind, just walk and be present. Take your shoes off. Feel your feet on the ground, you know? Wow. Okay. What else triggers the relaxation response? I'm trying to think of some of the stuff that she might've gone over. There's just so many things. Google how to, you know, relaxation response. There's so many things you can do. It's incredible, you know? And this works. Okay. So a couple other things I have here. So fasting, a purpose. Okay. So this is an interesting one. There have been a lot of cases of people, elderly people especially, with that have gone through spontaneous remission cases. They had cancer and it completely eradicated itself. And they did one thing. They got diagnosed. The doctor gave them, 6 to 12 months to live. And then they said, okay, you know what? Before I die, this is something that I've always wanted to do. And this one story I heard of this guy, actually, this was in the news the other day, actually. He got cancer. They gave him 6 months to live or 12 months. And then he was like, I've always wanted to build a church for people. He's always wanted to do it, never did it. He started building these church pews, you know, several weeks or months in, I don't know the specifics. His cancer started to go away. Think about this. Here's my theory on it. You guys can deduce from this whatever you want. There's an energetic shift that takes place within the body when you start doing purposeful, meaningful work. Okay. We are not cogs of a society. So the biggest brainwash that we've ever been told is shut up, go to work. This is what you need to do to survive. It sucks. Work hard and it sucks. Be grateful for what you have, but you got to go to work. You got to pay the bills and put up with it. And that's that. And work your way up. Hopefully in 20 years, you'll get the office. Bullshit! This coronavirus is forcing us to go through a shift and rethink the way that we view our role in this world. We are not meant to wake up and work 8 hours a day at a job we don't like, to come home, hopefully enjoy a nice meal, flip on the television for a little bit, watch some Netflix, go to bed, and do that 5 days a week for 40 years, and then retire, and we're impotent, and we have all the money, but no time and energy to go travel, and then finally enjoy it. That is not why we are alive here. Sorry, not sorry. That's the biggest lie we've ever been told. To put up with it, sorry. Go to work, get a good job, pay the bills. I know you don't like it, but this is what you're welcome to the real world. Welcome to the real world, Sally. Okay. And in the real world, you got to put food on the table. Okay. Yes. Income is important. And I'm not telling you to just quit your job, but we need to really start to rethink. And this is something that I'm so passionate about. Because it gets very personal for me. You know, I saw my dad busted his ass to give us a great life. But I saw potential in him. I see potential in everybody, but I saw potential in him that I don't think he got to use 100%. And I think as a society, my dad aside, we overvalue we've been bullshitted, guys. I'm telling you, we've been bullshitted. This whole time along. So what I'm telling you is, and I just went off on a tangent there, but your purpose matters. It's not necessarily about how much money you make, but did you make it? How did you make it? Did you enjoy the process? Did you make a difference? Did you tune in to your soul, the part of you, the energy of you that exists when your body dies? Did you tune into that? At least for a second. You know, that's the question. That's what we're after. Money's great. Money is great. But you need the soul, baby. You need the soul. If you got money with no soul, no passion, no purpose, no enthusiasm, right? Emotional guidance scale, Esther and Jerry Hicks. Wow. And the middle is boredom, right? And then pessimistic, negativity, fear, jealousy, grudge, envious, hate, violence. Those are downward suppressing emotions. You're in a state of boredom right now. You're in quarantine and you're bored. I want you to do one thing. Close your eyes and think of, for 2 minutes, think about what you're grateful for. Watch what happens. This is why Gary Vee pushes us so much. Sit down, close your eyes. You're in a state of boredom. Boredom's flatline. You're not negative, but you're not positive. Think about what you're grateful for. Watch this. Oh shit, I have a house. I have a car. I got this. Okay, then you go into optimism. Oh wow, I actually got it pretty good. Oh, I wonder what I could create with all this that I have. Oh, I could do this and I could do this. Okay, then gratitude turns into optimism. Optimism turns into creativity. Creativity turns into excitement. Excitement turns into joy. Joy turns into enthusiasm. Enthusiasm turns into happiness. Happiness turns into purpose. Purpose turns into passion. Guess what? Now we got inspiration. Now we have a revolution of positive emotions going upwards on the emotional guidance scale. That, baby, that's what I'm after. That's why I'm on here today. That's why I'm creating this. Okay. At the end of the day, okay, I'll be honest. I actually have a shit ton of money in Amazon pending payments right now that I can't access for a few days. So I have a period of time where I'm in limbo. So that's really the real reason, I guess, why I'm on here. And I have time to create the content, not out hustling. Because I have 10 products that I'd love to go out and drop thousands on. But I can't because I'm just waiting. So anyways, guys, though, what I'm saying is that was my way of saying at the end of the day, when the game is the game, what's left is I want to inspire people. I want to educate people. I want to help people. That's all we all want to do. And you have to be willing to have the courage to find what your thing is. But you first have to believe that you do have a soul and that there is purpose in there. Okay. So I'm going to end it on that, guys. But remember, your body can heal itself. If you're interested in the relaxation response, check out Mind Over Medicine, Dr. Lisa Rankin. That's an amazing book. That is an amazing book. Some other good pieces of, we got Dr. Joe Dispenza. I forget what his name of, just checked out, Google Dr. Joe Dispenza. His work is amazing. If you're wondering who to go to, Lisa Rankin, this is more over if you guys are like sick, if you have ailments like diseases or shit and you're sick, go with Lisa Rankin, or like cancer patients, go with Lisa Rankin. Excuse me. If you're looking to change your life, like, and if you wanted more money, better relationships, happiness, all that stuff, and you want to like transform your life, check out Dr. Joe Dispenza. He talks about all this. And I'm going to leave it at that, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast, the Taylor Jones podcast. And if you guys liked, please like the channel, like the video, subscribe to the channel. I'd appreciate that. And share this with a friend. And listen, stay safe out there. Wear your mask. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. All right. Peace and love, guys. I love you. Thank you.